We've got football, baseball, basketball, a little bit of everything in today's top five cards. But can you guess which basketball card is number one? We'll tell you now. Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to another Top 5 Tuesday. And right off the bat, I want to thank you because in its first week shipping on Amazon, I think we've shipped something like over 2,000 copies of Sports Card Collecting and Investing for Dummies. Thank you all for buying this book and supporting Sports Card Investor. If you don't have it yet, it's Sports Card Collecting and Investing for Dummies, available now on Amazon, ready to ship, and also available on the Kindle. And tonight is gonna be a really exciting night. This past Saturday, we did our Trade Night Live, and then after Trade Night Live, I went live on the Cards HQ Breaks account on Whatnot, and I broke six cases of Topps Tribute, 2024 Topps Tribute, one of my favorite baseball products. Guess what? We're doing it again tonight. Tonight, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern time, I'm going live on Cards HQ Breaks on Whatnot, and I am breaking several more cases of 2024 Topps Tribute Baseball. It is an amazing product. You have to tune in and check it out. That QR code on your screen will take you to our Cards HQ Breaks account on Whatnot, as will the link in the show description below. Join me tonight, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be live till after midnight tonight. Go over there now and check it out. But first, let me update you on the sports card market. And we're going to start by taking a look at the market pulse by Market Movers. We did see some downwards movement in the last 7 days in the SCI 500 index of 500 of the most prominent sports cards. Down almost 1% in the last week, but still up in the last 30 days overall, and still up for the year overall, a little bit over 3%. Hopefully, we see it tick back up again. It looks like UFC cards actually drove things down a bit over the last week. Maybe people didn't like the results of some of those fights at UFC 300 over the weekend. But now let's talk about the cards that are going up and down the most. It's time for today's top five. We're starting today with a cold card, and there is unfortunately a good lesson in this one. The cold card is my Florida Gator, Wyatt Langford. This pains me personally because I like Wyatt Langford. He was the fourth pick in the 2023 Major League Baseball draft by the Texas Rangers, was considered one of baseball's top prospects. And when it was announced that Wyatt Langford had made the Rangers opening day roster, guess what? His card shot up. He was in the top five cards. But a player really has to deliver on the hype that is sending their cards up, or their cards will come quickly back down again. We see it happen all the time. When a player is hyped up, oftentimes their cards fall back down. It just has happened with Wyatt Langford. And the reason why is because the Rangers are only 8-8 this season. Langford is batting .267. He has not even hit a homer in the major leagues yet. So a lot of that hype has settled back down. His cards have settled back down as well. Now, that doesn't mean that maybe he's a good long-term bet. He could still very well be. But at the moment, his cards are on sale compared to where they were 30 days ago. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. And we're looking over the last 30 days at four of his 2023 cards. This is his 2023 Bowman Draft Picks Chrome Auto card, his first Bowman card, the Auto. We've got that in raw condition. We've also got the refractor version of that in raw condition as well. And then we've got his 2023 Bowman Draft Chrome and the Chrome Refractor, both in PSA 10 condition. You can see what they've done over the last 30 days on the graph on the screen. It has not been good. These cards are all down anywhere between about 7% and about 44% over the last 30 days. That 2023 Bowman Draft Chrome Draft Picks Auto card in raw condition, that card 30 days ago was selling for $424. The most recent sale, $238. That card is down $186 in just 30 days. Not a good month for Wyatt Langford cards. But now let's talk about cards going up. And we're starting with our investment card of the week. And this week, it is Eddie Murray, a Hall of Famer who maybe isn't talked about enough, because what a career Eddie Murray had. He was an 8-time MLB All-Star. He tallied 3,255 hits and 504 home runs. So part of that very exclusive club with more than 3,000 hits and more than 500 home runs. He also has a World Series ring. Eddie Murray won the 1983 World Series. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2003, and his cards have been doing pretty good things in this sports card market over the last year as well. We're taking a look over the last 6 months here in Market Movers. This is a 180-day look at his 1978 Topps rookie card just before cards started really getting overprinted in the 1980s. His rookie cards came in the late 70s, 1978 Topps. A design, by the way, one of my favorite Topps designs, 1978 Topps. What do you think of this design? I think it's just a classic design. Really, really like 78 Topps. Let me know in the comments if this is one of your favorites as well. In PSA 8 and PSA 9, this card has done well over the last 180 days. A PSA 8 of this card today sells for around $199, but 6 months ago it was $159. And the PSA 9 of this card sells for about $1,330. That was the most recent sale, but 6 months ago it sold for $1,260. So these cards have been inching up over the last 6 months. Now the PSA 10 hasn't sold in the last 6 months, but the PSA 10 has had a very nice ride since the beginning of the pandemic. There was a sale of this card in PSA 10, by the way, just population 18 on Eddie Murray's PSA 10 rookie card. One of those sold back on January 19th of 2020, so just a little before the pandemic, for $16,100. During the pandemic, actually, as we got into 2023, this card broke $50,000. Most recently, it has come down in price. The most recent sale of this card was $31,200, but that is still close to double what it was selling for at the beginning of 2020. So while many cards have gone down since early 2020, Eddie Murray and a lot of vintage baseball has gone up. It's great to see, and that's what makes Eddie Murray our investment card of the week. Now let's talk about some cards that are hot today. And in the number five spot, it is Jackson Holliday. Yes, Jackson Holliday, as you know, recently called up to the majors, one of the most hyped prospects in Major League Baseball, and he has now made his Major League Baseball debut. He was actually selected first in the 2022 draft, dominated in the minors, finally got his call up last week. Now, there is one problem. Since getting his call up, Jackson Holliday only has one hit on 19 at-bats. He has a .053 batting average. So he better get that turned around soon, or his cards are probably going to drop pretty quickly. But at the moment, they're hot, and that makes him the number five card in the week. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. You can see three of his 2022 Bowman draft cards on the screen. I've got his Bowman draft base card in PSA 10 condition, his first Bowman. I've also got the chrome, and then I've got the draft picks chrome auto, also in PSA 10 condition. If you look at the graph, we're looking over the last 14 days, all of these moving up in the market. In fact, all of these cards up anywhere between about 13% and about 56%. It is that auto version of that card. 30 days ago, there was a sale of that, or actually 2 weeks ago, I should say, there was a sale of that card for a little over $1,200. Most recently, there was a sale for $1,900. So that card has really spiked on the news of him being called up to the majors. We'll see where they go from here. As I said, he better start hitting if he wants to maintain these card prices. But at the moment, it's a good market for Jackson Holliday cards. For the number four card, how about this? One of Jackson Holliday's future teammates is also in the top five. It's Heston Kerstad. He's in the number four spot today. Kerstad is currently on the Orioles AAA affiliate, the Norfolk Tides, where he is tearing it up, hitting .361 with seven home runs and 61 at-bats, recently named the MILB Player of the Week. So there are a lot of people excited that Kerstad may soon get his chance to get up to the Orioles Major League team, and then he'll be next to Jackson Holliday and all of the young stars on the Orioles. That is an exciting team with a lot of young talent. So Kerstad's cards all on the way up with his performance in the minors. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. We're looking at his 2020 Bowman draft. This is his Chrome draft picks first auto card. We're looking at that card in raw condition. We're also looking at the refractor version of that card as well in raw condition, number to 499. And then we're looking at the Bowman draft Sapphire edition from 2020, Chrome in PSA 10 condition. You can see the graph, all of these doing big things in the market over the last 30 days. Over the last 30 days, these cards up anywhere between 56% and all the way up at 118%. You could have bought that auto card for about $60 in raw condition 30 days ago. Today, that will set you back about $130. And if you want the refractor of that card, 30 days ago, it was $130. Today, it will set you back around $203. Let's stick with this pattern of young stars in Major League Baseball for today's top five, because in the number three spot, it is Anthony Volpe. The starting shortstop for the first place New York Yankees is tearing the cover off the ball. He's got a 382 average so far this season, and he is fourth in the major leagues with on-base percentage, an on-base percentage of around 477. Now, notable, Volpe's Major League Baseball debut patch, his MLB debut patch from last year's 2023 Topps Chrome update, has still not been found. There's a bounty on that card, I think of $150,000. We've still got boxes of that sealed inside Cards HQ. Is the Volpe here inside Cards HQ? I don't know. But when somebody eventually finds that card, they're going to be now happier than ever before, because Volpe's cards are now worth more than ever before because he is playing great in the majors. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. I'll show you what I'm talking about. These are his 2020 Bowman Chrome prospects. That's in PSA 10. And then we've also got the auto version of that card in PSA 10 to look at as well. And then his 2023 Topps Chrome base card, his rookie card in PSA 10. And then the refractor version of that in PSA 10 as well. Those are all what is up on the graph. And we're looking here over the last 14 days. You can see all of these cards are up anywhere between about 9% and about 57%. The 2020 Bowman Chrome prospects PSA 10 went from $47 to $72 over the last 2 weeks. The auto version of the card went from $718 to $820 over the last 2 weeks. And then his 2023 Topps Chrome base, little increase from $32 to about $35 in PSA 10, and then the refractor from $42 up to $66 in PSA 10. Nice upwards movement for Anthony Volpe. All right, guys, the number two card on our list today is a bit sensitive. Look, here at Sports Card Investor, we report the news of what is happening in the sports card market. This top five list is telling you what has happened in the market. These are not our picks. We're not picking these cards. We are not recommending these cards. We are simply reporting to you what is happening in the secondary market with sports card sales. And what is happening this week is that OJ Simpson's cards are going up quickly in value. Now look, OJ Simpson, this is obviously a very sensitive topic. He was charged with murder charges, acquitted, but a lot of people obviously think he may still be guilty of the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. He did serve jail time for other crimes actually related to sports memorabilia. But he also had a great performance on the field when he was playing. He was a four times NFL leading rusher in 1972, 1973, 1975, and 1976. So he had heroics on the field, and then a lot of challenges off the field later in his life. And he, of course, recently passed away from cancer. All of this has renewed attention on his cards, and they are going up, as there are people out there that are scooping up lots of OJ Simpson cards right now. Let's take a look here in Market Movers, and I'll show you the trends of what is happening in the sports card market with OJ Simpson's cards. The PSA 4 of his card over the course of the last 30 days, PSA 5, PSA 6, PSA 7. This is his 1970 Topps rookie card. These cards are all up a lot. No matter what your personal opinion of this is and whether people should be buying or selling these cards right now or not, all of these cards are up anywhere between 33% and 200%. and 15%. There's been some pretty big increases on all of these O.J. Simpson cards over the last week. All right, it is time for today's number one card. It comes from the world of basketball. Who could it be? I'm about to tell you, but first let me remind you that all of the charts and graphs from today's episode are from Market Movers. And Market Movers is the ultimate way to track everything happening in the sports card market. You can look up the prices of millions and millions and millions of cards, and you can track your entire collection in Market Movers to see how it changes in value every day. Just go to sportscardinvestor.com and click Market Movers in the main menu bar, or go to the App Store on your phone and download the Market Movers app to get started today. Okay, guys, here we go. Our number one card of the week is from New York. It is the New York Knicks star, Jalen Brunson. He has led the charge in helping the Knicks turn their franchise around, truly turn it around, getting a second place finish in the Eastern Conference, entering the playoffs with actually a lot of hope and optimism. For the first time in a while, the New York Knicks have a real chance of making a deep playoff run, and I'm here for it. It is going to be exciting to see what Jalen Brunson and the Knicks do. And what a season he had. He had the second most 40-point games in the NBA this season. He had 11 of those. He averaged 28.7 points per game this season, 3.5 rebounds per game as well, almost 7 assists per game. And with the playoffs now getting started, Jalen Brunson's cards are shooting up. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. I'll show you what I mean. This is some of his prisms from 2018, his 2018 Prism rookie cards. We've got a silver in PSA 10, his red, white, and blue, his green. And then I'm going to show you a couple of sales of his golds as well. But on the graph is the silver, the red, white, and blue, and the green. You can see these are all going up over the last 30 days in the sports card market. In fact, these are up anywhere between about 17% and about 63%. That Prism Silver in PSA 10, 30 days ago, you could have picked one of those cards up for $195, and today you will pay $318 for that card. That card has gone up $123 in just 30 days. How about his golds? So two Jalen Brunson gold cards sold here in the last few weeks. That's his 2018 Prism gold card, number to 10. A PSA 9 of that card sold for $5,770, and a PSA 10 of that card sold for $13,300. It has been a big few weeks for Jalen Brunson sales. It is well deserved that Jalen Brunson is the number one card in this week's top five cards. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show today. And as a reminder, go right now, go to Cards HQ Breaks on Whatnot. I've got some great giveaways I am giving away tonight, in addition to breaking all of those boxes of Topps Tribute. So I will see you right now on Cards HQ Breaks on Whatnot. That QR code's on the screen again. The link is below. I am there from 7 p.m. Eastern time all the way past midnight Eastern time tonight. I will see you there. Until next time, take care. Good night, everybody.